A new federal study concludes that nuclear power plants are not doing enough to account for spent radioactive fuel. And if that sounds familiar, it's because last week another group of experts said used nuclear fuel at power plants needs better protection. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
The fuel at issue is uranium used to generate electricity. It's put into rods that are bundled and lowered into a reactor. After a year or two, it's used up and removed. At that point, it's highly radioactive and has to be stored in pools of water at power plants. Since 2000, rods or pieces of rods have gone missing from three power plants. In one case, in Vermont, the fuel was found. In two others, in California and Connecticut, it has not been found. The government says the missing fuel is too little to be useful to terrorists. But now the Government Accountability Office, a watchdog agency for the U.S. Congress, says spent fuel has gone missing too often. Its report says the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission should create a standard system for tracking spent fuel. Currently, companies largely determine how they take inventory and account for loose fuel rods. The NRC says it's already planning to overhaul its rules for fuel accounting, but the GAO says it's time to act now. That mirrors a report by experts at the National Academy of Sciences last week. It said the NRC needs to protect the spent fuel pools at power plants from potential attack. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.